Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Australia is home to some of the world's deadliest spiders, so it's no surprise that many people there get nervous around eight-legged creatures. In fact, some people even panic at a mere picture of a spider. So at the Taronga Zoo in Sydney, Australia, they've developed a course to help people truly terrified overcome arachnophobia. That's the fear of spiders. Radio Deutsche Welle's Cinnamon Nippard has a story.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Warwick Angus is the Australian Fauna Precinct Manager at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. He's a former arachnophobic, and it took him 10 years to get over his fear. Now he helps others to get over their fear in just 4 hours. One of the keys to the success of the course is educating the participants about the different sorts of spiders living in Australia and their role in the ecosystem.
The spider that most people are scared of are the larger, hairier ones. And in Australia, that's the huntsman spider. It's a spider that we often find in our homes. And they come in our homes because there's lots of insects for them to eat. Spiders eat over 90% of all the insects in the world. So, you know, if you're having a barbecue at home and there's just one little fly bothering you, then if it wasn't for spiders, it'd be 90 flies bothering you.
While huntsman spiders can give you a bite, they won't kill you. And besides, they're usually quite timid, so bites are rare. But being long-legged, big and furry, they fall into the category of spider that most people don't like. However, Warwick says that we should be afraid of spiders for a more serious reason.
In Australia, we have the most dangerous spiders in the world. And so we can't tell the participants, you know, don't worry, they're not going to hurt you. We have to say, well, they can hurt you. And I have learned that the best way to get people over their fear is to educate people about spiders. And so rather than seeing them as a scary sort of mythical beast, which they may perceive them to be, something that's out there to haunt them and attack them, I want them to see them as an animal that has a place of being or a place of belonging in and around our homes.
There may be some spiders around here that are very dangerous. Okay, I just want you girls to be aware of this.
Dad, chill out.
Australia is home to the notorious and deadly redback and funnel web spiders, so keeping a safe distance and having a healthy respect for these creatures makes sense. But for people who have phobias, the fear of the object or situation is so intense that it's irrational and often causes physical symptoms like hyperventilation and panic attacks. Dr. Lisa Phillips is a psychologist and lecturer in the psychology department at the University of Melbourne.
An individual who experiences a phobia will experience this intense fear sensations, both thoughts, so panicky thoughts, not wanting to see the thing that they're worried about and so forth, but also associated with that will be a range of physical symptoms or physical signs as well, such as racing heart, shakiness, blushing perhaps, trembling sort of feelings and so forth.
Arachnophobia, or fear of spiders, is one of the most common fears. Deborah Ford hails from the UK, but now lives in Australia. She used to be arachnophobic, and her fear was at a level that interfered in her everyday life.
I was at work, and I was in the kitchen, and the huntsman appeared on the wall, and I just saw it at the corner of my eye, and I just froze, couldn't breathe, couldn't catch my breath, just tears streaming down my face. And my managing director stood in front of me, and he had to literally pick me up and carry me out of the kitchen. And I remember thinking, this isn't normal. This isn't normal behaviour.
The Fearless course at Taronga Zoo aims to address these sorts of symptoms and this fear by educating participants about spiders and giving them practical skills so that they can deal with these creatures in a humane and safe way, without reaching for a can of pesticide. Warwick Angus from Taronga Zoo.
When people start the program, they come with a certain feeling about spiders, and because you might say it's a comfort zone. And their comfort zone when they arrive might be that they can barely talk about a spider. And if they start talking about the different parts of a spider, then they start to feel sick. So that might be their comfort zone. So we want to push their comfort zone and make it bigger. So the first step is to talk about spiders quite a bit so they're comfortable with that, and then look at spiders so they're comfortable with that, and then maybe look at a live one, and they maybe hold a container with a spider in it, and then maybe touch a dead spider, then touch a live one.
And just in case you're thinking about picking up that friendly looking spider on your wall, before you do, Warwick has a word of warning.
Now, we don't encourage people to touch live spiders out of the zoo, but by giving people that memory, if you like, of actually touching a live spider or holding a spider, then capturing a spider without holding it is much easier.
Jessica, honey, is everything all right?
Yes, Mother. It's just a spider.
Holding a huntsman spider was a big step for Deborah because her fear was so great that she even had to be careful watching wildlife shows in case a spider suddenly flashed onto the TV screen.
I actually didn't really know what a huntsman looked like. I had an image in my head of this big furry tarantula thing and everyone's going, oh, they're horrible. And then once I'd seen, actually been able to look at the tarantula, I looked at the huntsman and I went, is that it? That's not scary. And so I had it crawling at my arm and on my hands and... Yeah, you just put it on the floor, put a pot over it, and yeah, the feeling of just euphoria, you just couldn't stop smiling, and the fact that, you know, something that my family and said that I would never be able to do, and I didn't think I'd be able to do it, I did, and it was just the best feeling in the world.
For Deborah, the education component of the course really made a difference.
You know, I think one of the most important things I learned, which has stuck with me, if you're in bed at night, they're not going to jump on you. They don't want to be anywhere near you. You're not food. You're moving. You're breathing. A spider's in your room. It's not going to come near you because you have this fear they're going to drop on you. And I think that made a lot of people at ease when we were told that, you know, that they will keep away from you. And that has stuck with me. And now I've had huntsmen in my bedroom and I just leave them. They don't bother me at all.
Boasting a 97% success rate in its arachnophobia course, Taronga Zoo is now helping people get over their fear of snakes. And they also have plans to branch out to moths, birds and cockroaches. Cinnamon Nippard, Sydney.
Life is a great big day, wherever there's a hay, you'll find a Spider-Man.
A story about spiders comes to us courtesy of Radio Deutsche Welle. Next time on Living on Earth, keeping track of migrating animals.
They developed a tiny radio transmitter weighing about 1/100th of an ounce that we could glue onto the belly of a dragonfly.
New ways to follow animals, great and small, on the next Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Emily Taylor, and Jeff Young. Our interns are Alexander Gutierrez and Mitra Taj. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. You can find us at loe.org. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, and Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World, for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.